Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Wednesday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. We want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. Be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Runnelstown.
That'd be a little weird.
Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's just a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. If you're cooking out this weekend, nothing beats the sizzle of beef on the grill. Another great weekend to watch college football. If you're cooking out, make beef the star of the show. Whatever recipe you're whipping up, beef makes it better. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for. Whatever logo you want, they've got it. They've got the banner M if you really want to go down that deep, dark, winding road. But if you want to, you know what? Getting close to the holidays, I'm not going to say anything. But if you want to do the interlocking or the state script or the M over S, they've got it all. Every color. And it's not just about clothes. It's stuff for your car, your house, your tailgate. Everything maroon and white right there at College Corner. Two locations in the Jackson area. Ridgeland by Fleet Feet, Flow by the Half Shell, or you can shop online at collegecornerstore.com. Restaurant Tyler is Starkville's flagship restaurant for lunch, dinner, or Sunday brunch. The best meal in town is always at Restaurant Tyler. If you are in the business of eating good meals, and I think we all should be, well, then business is a booming at Restaurant Tyler. The best blue plate in the city of Starkville, probably the best in the state of Mississippi. Meat, veg, cornbread. It's the best southern meal that is available to you. It's right there at Restaurant Tyler. Lunch, dinner, Sunday brunch. If you want to eat good, you head over to Restaurant Tyler. Priority One Bank, 16 locations here to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide and show you not only how they're going to help you invest and manage your money, but how they're going to help you prepare for the future. Now more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you need answers. You need to talk to a bank that knows you as well as they know your money. That's the kind of service you get at Priority One Bank. Priority One Bank makes you their priority. It's Rumblings Day here on the podcast. Rumblings, of course, are brought to you by the good people over at Paul Davis Restoration. When disaster strikes, you need a name you can trust. Paul Davis Restoration is here to help you recover from water, fire, mold, or storm damage 24/7. Their expert team provides fast professional service to restore your home or business to its original condition. But they don't stop at restoration. They offer property improvement services to make your space better than ever. Paul Davis Restoration, because your recovery and property improvement are their priorities. Call them at 662-769-7285. Let them bring your property back to life. If you're in Starkville, Columbus, West Point, Tupelo, I don't know if they go to Penn State or not, but it's worth the call. Call Paul Davis Restoration. All right, let's just jump right in here. We got some great questions today on the Rumblings. Zach Zellman. Okay. Can y'all rank the top five uniforms we've worn over the last 10 or so years? Could be colors or combos. Number one is the 98 throwbacks from the 23 season. That's the best uniform.
Yes.
I would say number two is the all whites that they wore against Tennessee.
Is that number two for you?
Yeah, because it's got the interlocking.
How far back are we going on these?
5 years.
Okay.
So I mean, I can't get that that 2014 commemorative the way that, I mean, it was basically the 98 uniform but with the banner M.
Yeah.
That's not available to me. I would do that. Then I would just
I thought the black state script uniforms were really short this year.
That can be three. That's good. So two of them have been this year. Then I would just go.
And despite the uniforms that they have being completely like bland.
Yeah. I would go the all whites with the state script as four.
The stormtroopers.
Yeah. And then I would just go state script, maroon, white as five.
Okay.
Does that work for you?
Interlocking is going to be at the top, though.
When
The
it hits at
regular
the end, it'll go
interlocking,
right to the top.
the white interlocking, boom.
Ryan Reynolds, the actor. What was your favorite arcade game? If we're talking about playing in the arcade, it's Mortal Kombat 2.
Let's go stand up arcade box.
Mortal Kombat 2 is the answer.
Okay.
I could have bought a car, Robbie, with what the amount of quarters I pumped into that thing.
What about Galaga? Was it Galaga?
Galaga and the Miss Pac-Man combo in the Pizza Hut.
Galaga at the Northgate Cinema movie theater.
Yes.
When you came out of the theater, I got done watching, Star Wars Episode One. Go right over to
There
Galaga
you go.
and try to beat somebody's high score.
Along those lines, the old Star Wars that you got to sit down in and as an X-wing going through the Death Star shaft, that's one.
Yep.
And Afterburner, where you got to be in the F-16, enjoyed
What
playing
about
that.
Cruising
Cruising
USA at
USA should be on
Walmart?
this list, 100%.
Just sitting there in Walmart, put a dollar in there.
Spy Hunter is one. I'm a little older than you, so I remember like going to the arcade. Spy Hunter would be on the list. Karate Champ, which if you've ever seen Bloodsport, that's the game that they're playing in that.
What about Michael Jackson's? Was it Moonwalker?
It was called, yeah, it was Moonwalker. I never really played that. There was always a line for that one.
That was pretty wild.
NBA Jam on the old
NBA Jam,
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles,
Golden Tee.
Golden Tee. It's the Simpsons game as well. So yeah, there are a lot. My mom on a Thursday or Friday when she would go to the mall to do shop. See, in Vicksburg, there was a Walmart attached to the mall when I was a kid. So mom would go shopping and she'd just give me $5 would last me a couple hours in the arcade. And that's how I was, man, those were good times. I miss
Isn't
those.
that crazy back in the day? Like your parents would just turn you loose
Yeah.
and you just like kind of go like
She would give me
around.
$10, five for the arcade, and then five to get a slice of pizza and a drink at the little pizza place there in the mall or at Arby's. The only Arby's in Vicksburg was in the mall. So,
$10 could get you a several hours of playing arcades and eating a pizza and having a drink. That's
was glorious time.
insane.
I miss
If
it.
you're ever in Nashville, there are a few, and
Oh, they
other
have
cities do have
barcades.
them too.
Yeah.
They have barcades where literally it's just slam packed full of arcade games, every arcade game you can imagine.
There's one in Birmingham. It doesn't have a ton of games, but it's like a really cool sports bar with food. I forget the name of this place. I've been to it a couple times. But then downstairs they have an arcade with everything. It's awesome. I love it. All right. That was a topic near and dear to my heart, by the way, in case you couldn't tell. So our buddy Steve Mormon, realistically, how many open coaching spots will there be at the end of the SEC season? All right, we already know Pittman's gone. Napier is as good as gone. And then it come then I'm going to give you some names. And you tell me, yeah, just say yes or no. What do you think, okay? Freeze. After yesterday, what Cohen said, that's trending towards a yes for me.
I mean, I think it might be. I think they're going to have to fight to get the bowl eligibility, and that's not going to work there for 3 years in a row. This is year three, right? I'm going to say, yeah. I'm
Okay.
going to say that job opens up.
All right. Stoops.
Does Kentucky want to spend the money? Is the question.
Or do they want to keep
But
going 4-8? I mean,
I'm
that's
gonna
the
say
option.
he's gone too because they're gonna have another disaster. They're gonna have 2 years in a row where they have one SEC win total.
All right. That's four. I'll throw a big one here at you. Kelly.
I'm gonna say no on him.
I'm going to say it's not so much getting fired as he could go to Penn State and try to reset.
Oh, just get out of
Although
there.
maybe not get fired, but have an opening, right?
That would be interesting.
Venables.
No.
Okay. I'm just going to point this out. Venables is 5-0 right this second, 5-1. This is their remaining games at South Carolina, Ole Miss, at Tennessee, at Alabama, Missouri, LSU. There's a world where they go 5-7. And even if they
They
go seven
could.
and
I think
five, if they go 7-5, he's getting fired.
that's going to be tough because they have not done anything. I think they can get to eight.
All right. Last one. Beamer.
No, I think he'll keep his job.
He might reset too. He might go take his dad's old job. He might go to Virginia Tech.
You think he would do that? That's a step
Just
down.
because well, it's either that or what if you get fired next year?
Yeah.
So I don't know.
I just never really been sold on Shane
South
Beamer.
Carolina is 3-3. Okay. They have, this is their remaining schedule. Oklahoma, Alabama, at Ole Miss, at A&M. They play Coastal, they'll beat them, and then Clemson. I mean, they could
That's
do four
five more
games.
losses. They're going to win four games.
So God, it's gonna
He
be
might get fired at
unbelievable
that point.
offseason in the transfer portal is gonna be humming getting SEC play. That's the other thing that helps Mississippi State that we haven't really talked about is that there's gonna be a lot of SEC players in the portal. Players you know can play in this conference.
Hey, how about the kid that flipped from Georgia to Auburn today? Like, what are you doing?
He saw playing time. He saw opportunity.
That's just straight up
I
like,
didn't see
hey,
this, but that's
here's a
hilarious.
check.
Yeah.
Here's a check. What do you
We need
want?
some good news. Also from Steve, have any of you watched the John Candy documentary on Prime yet? So before we answer the rest of his question, have you? I have not.
Becky told me this morning that it was out, and she had already started watching it. And she texted me probably about 30 minutes ago and said it was incredible. So I will probably be watching that tonight.
All right. What are your top three John Candy movies?
Uncle Buck.
Yes.
Dang, where do I want to go?
The Great Outdoors.
I love Cool Runnings, but can it be in my top three?
The
Great
Great
Outdoors.
Outdoors.
All
Got
right, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles,
it.
Great Outdoors, and
Uncle Buck.
Uncle Buck. And Uncle Buck's probably number one for me.
We're leaving
And
out
the
some
other two, I'll
bangers
argue.
too. Like No Stripes. No, I'm trying to think. Spaceballs.
Spaceballs is great, but like, is that a John Candy
I mean,
movie?
I see what you're getting at. It's because, yeah. The Great Outdoors is my number one. I love The Great Outdoors. One of the
Great
funniest
Outdoors
movies.
is classic. My gosh, John Candy was
He
so
and
good in
Aykroyd are
that.
so good in that movie.
So good. Uncle Buck's one of my favorite comedies of all time.
I quote The Great Outdoors at least once a month because somebody will talk about hot dogs and I'll just be like, you know what those are made of? I say it like once a month.
And then anytime we're eating like a huge steak, I talk about
Another level of that plate, but fat and gristle.
that. Yeah, that's a classic
I love
scene,
the
and they just
chef just
don't.
comes out soaked in blood. Like, what
They
happened?
just don't make movies like
No.
that anymore. It's crazy. They don't make movies like that.
I agree. All right. Matthew Watkins. No, what happened? This isn't right. There we are. Walking Bully. What is Ole Miss's record against our schedule to date? What is our record against their schedule? Ole Miss on state schedule. I think they lose at
They would have
A&M.
beat Tennessee, wouldn't they?
I think they beat Tennessee.
At home?
They're 5-1.
I think they lose to A&M on the road.
Yeah. So it's they're
I
five
think
and
they
one.
have one more win than state.
Yeah. What
And
state
then I think
record?
state is at least 5-1 and probably 6-0.
Yeah, I think they beat LSU.
I think they could beat LSU at home. I really do believe that.
I agree. All right. And then when you're in a traffic light that turns green and the first car doesn't go, how many seconds before is it acceptable to honk? Three. You can do yourself a one Mississippi, two Mississippi, three Mississippi. If they haven't gone by three Mississippi, you can go. You can honk.
Yeah, I think
All right,
that's
well, there's one.
understandable. Yeah.
All right, good. Wade Jones, when having a contest to guess the score for a game, which of these would be closer when the final score is 27-17, 28-16, or 38-6? Like if we're trying, you have to pick what the final score is. The answer is A. It's 28-16. You're just a point off on either side. I understand the other side is 11 points either way, but it's who is closer to the final score?
It says 38-6.
Yeah, that's 11 points either way. You're 11 points short and 11 points on either side. I don't really understand the question. I don't understand how the answer to this question
But
could be
no, you're
either
not. But
way.
you're if it's 28-16, you are only 2 points
Right.
off. And the other one is
Robbie, we're on the same
20.
page. I
I don't
don't
know what.
understand how this question exists. It feels strange.
Wait, you have to rethink this. Unless there's like the numbers were, he accidentally hit the wrong number or something. But
I don't know.
28-16 is the answer.
Agreed. Kirk Kennard asks us, why are jet sweeps, wide receiver screens, and generally sideways football dominating offensive coordinator playbooks these days? Usually leads to a negative play, awful to watch. Any such play that doesn't gain yards, you get a 5-yard penalty for getting too fancy. Your thoughts? Imagine that. They throw a pass out on the perimeter, get stuffed for a loss, flag comes out.
Yeah. I'm not a fan of jet sweeps and wide receiver screens unless it's got to be executed really well.
Yeah, you got to have set that up. But
I
like
don't like
for the most
the
part,
yeah,
I want to get north and south.
I don't like the horizontal game. And some of it, in fairness, is not some of this is not designed. It's just part of the wide receiver screen is, but like, you know, a jet sweep, like some of that can be a RPO, things like that, and then sometimes you're dumping off a pass,
And like those
a
short
horizontal.
horizontal passes, when the cornerback's playing 5-6 yards off the line, that's fine. But it's too many times you see guys, they're near the line and you throw that pass anyway. Well, that's going to get picked off or you're going to get stuffed for a loss. I never understand it.
Geno Smith almost got Ashton Jeanty killed the
Yeah.
other night
Saw that.
with one of those dump offs. And then we saw what happened with Fluff Bothwell. Like, just.
Yeah. Just don't do
Most
it.
of the time, you have a sitting duck out there in the flats with somebody coming downhill, running as hard as they can. It doesn't end well. Seth Davis lost 2 seasons, well, season and a half because of it.
Matthew Watkins, were you able to see Crown Jewel or at least the highlights since it came on at 7 a.m.? Your thoughts? I have not watched. Did you?
I saw the highlights, but it wasn't because it came on 7 a.m. I'm not spending money on a pay-per-view right now.
Yeah, it's just where everybody is. The Cena AJ Styles thing is very cool. Very cool.
Yes. That match was incredible. I watched a lot of highlights from it.
There is speculation, more so blind hope within the wrestling community, that Edge could come back for Cena's retirement match. Would you want to see this match if it's available, and what chance would you give for it to happen? I would absolutely love to see. I would be interested to see if they called him Edge or if they referred to him as Adam Copeland, because that's what he's.
He's going to be Edge in the WWE.
Well, that's why I would be interested to see if, like, he came back. If like one of the conditions for him being allowed to do it would AEW be saying you have to refer to him as Adam Copeland?
Oh, you're saying if he doesn't get out of the
Oh
contract
yeah,
or
he's not.
whatever?
Yeah, he's under contract.
Well,
He's not
I don't
doing.
think that they would. I don't think AEW would sign
That's the
off on that
question.
anyways.
Well, AEW feels like they're a little more lenient on that. I don't think they would do it, but they might. I feel more confident they would do it than if it was reversed.
Well, I mean, they should do it.
They should do it. They
If
absolutely.
you're a huge wrestling fan, and like this guy's wrestling for your company too, like this is an opportunity to get
Yeah.
his get you know this guy wrestles with AEW, like
Oh, they wear
open
an
that.
AEW shirt. Yeah, just,
Yeah,
you know, you
that'd
can,
be
yeah,
great.
I mean,
Have
absolutely.
him come in like in some kind of invasion angle,
Yeah.
where he's like, you know, I can't sit back and watch you go down this road.
Yeah.
What and he just comes
Your
back
last
in an
match has to
AEW.
be against me, something like that.
Yeah.
I would go the other way with that, though. I wouldn't have any kind of angle. I would just be like, the angle would be John Cena's final opponent will be revealed at Saturday night's main event, and then you think you know me.
Yeah,
And
that'd be fine too.
yeah, that place would go crazy.
I don't know what they're gonna do.
I don't either.
They weren't going to do this AJ Styles thing until the fans revolted.
Yeah.
The fans made that happen and they just set it up like last minute.
Matt Jordan, which one of y'all is Thunder and which one is Lightning? People ask us this. I don't know.
You're Thunder, I'm Lightning.
I think it's just the name of the podcast. I don't really go too far down that road.
Well, you started this by calling it Thunder and Lightning,
Yeah.
which is a play on two Mississippi State people. So one of us has got to be the other. I
All
mean,
right.
that's
I'll be Thunder.
you're Thunder, I'm Lightning. You're the bigger man, I'm the smaller man.
You're taller than I am.
Yeah, but still. You're catching up with me as far as thinning out, though.
I'm not catching
Or
up.
I'm catching
I'm
up with
falling
you.
down. Yeah.
I'm catching up with you.
Sarthak Sharma asks us, how much of a swing in confidence do you have for State's offense if Reese starts versus sits against Florida? Yeah, I feel a lot better about the offense if Reese plays. No question about that. It's a big swing.
Yes, I think it's going to be difficult to win that game. without Reed. I think they can win the game. I just think it's going to be a lot more difficult without him.
Also, Mullen to Penn State.
They would not be happy with that.
It would not. That'd be a good hire, though. He'd win. I guarantee he'd win, but oh well. Jarrett Reister asked us, I picked up Cam Coleman and Bray Hubbard in the transfer portal on my MSU Dynasty. Curious to see if either one of you have gotten any big names yourself. So I didn't buy the new one. I haven't bought 26.
I'm surprised.
I know. I just haven't done it. 25, I got Emory Jones, the lineman from LSU. I got him to transfer. And I took a picture of it and sent it to Jacob Hester, T. Bob Hebert, and Matt Moscone. I was like, he's never looked better. And I also got Caleb Downs. I don't know why Caleb Downs got in the transfer portal from Ohio State after 1 year, but he was a Bulldog for a season. So,
You got to pay a lot of money for that one.
yeah. Well, I just hit up virtual Charlie Winfield, and we took care of that.
The Bulldog Initiative doing work.
Exactly. Matt McCann's got our mascot challenge, Florida edition, Florida Atlantic.
The Owls.
That's another owl from last week.
Yep.
Florida International.
The Panthers.
That's right. Jacksonville University.
For the Dolphins, right?
That is correct. Hold on, I lost my place here. Stetson University.
The Hatters.
That's right. And then this is the one I don't know. Florida Gulf Coast. It's very basic.
Eagles.
That's right. Yeah. Good job. Rapid fire for Robbie Faulk. In their prime, who are you taking? These questions from Papa Crawdad. Rodgers or Favre?
Favre.
Big Ben or Bradshaw?
Bradshaw won four titles.
Yeah.
Ben won two.
Different eras, though. Really different. Like Favre and Rodgers
And
there are not that different.
I'm going to go Big Ben.
Okay. Montana or Brady? Nah, it's easy.
I got to go Brady on
Got to be
that one.
Brady.
I love Joe Montana, but I got to go Brady.
Eli or Russell Wilson?
I'm going to go Russell.
Yeah, I agree.
Skill set wise.
Yeah. Johnny Manziel, Jamarcus Russell.
Johnny football all day.
No question. Steve McNair, Michael Vick.
Nick was one of my favorites growing up, but I can't turn my back on Aaron McNair,
It's got to
Mississippi
be McNair.
boy, led the Titans to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's the answer. Peyton Manning, John Elway.
Peyton.
Yeah, I agree. Drew Brees, Kurt Warner.
Breeze.
There you go. Dak, Troy Aikman.
Troy Aikman. I hate to go against Dak, but I gotta go with
I mean,
Troy.
he won three Super Bowls, yeah.
Yeah.
John asked, have y'all heard of this indie wrestler named Steven Flow? He wears two flannels, one tied around his waist, and his entrance music is Even Flow, except all the lyrics are just him saying Steven Flow over and over again to the original lyrics. How dare you, sir, John? How dare you not think that Robbie Falk and I don't know all about Steven Flow? It's Steven Flow!
We literally found out about this man, I think, on
On
this
this show!
podcast.
Yes.
Yep.
Steven Flow. I don't know where he is, though. Steven Flow. Yeah. Also from, I'm sorry, this is from Tyler Ham. Wife took a girls' trip and the kids were with their grandparents. First time I've been alone in years. I ate steak every dinner. I had Burger King for lunch every day. Now I'm being accused of being a farm animal. Is what I did not normal? My friend, it's 100% normal.
That is very much normal.
I
It is
mean,
also normal for you to be accused to be a farm animal.
there's that. Like the last time, one of the last times I remember the wife and the kids being gone, I did a turf and turf. I got like a big ribeye and a big link of country pleasing sausage. I ate the whole thing with like three beers. It was great.
A turf and turf.
Yeah.
Meat with a side of
Meat
meat.
with a side of meat. Yeah, exactly.
Nothing wrong with that.
Not a question here, but 307 Bulldog says today on the Thunder and Lightning podcast, Robbie and Hey Dad dropped an Aqua Teen Hunger Force reference. This is why I never miss an episode.
That's right. You never know what you're going to get on this show, ever.
I don't know if you know this or not, but Robbie actually owns the Foreigner belt. So you never know with him.
It's true.
He's going to fill your eyes with double vision. Richard Harbison, what is the wildest or weirdest experience you've had in a press box? We almost saw a fight once.
You almost saw a fight?
Yeah, you did. You were there.
Yeah, it's true. Well, we've almost witnessed a few of those, actually.
I gotta
A
go with that.
baseball come through the window and hitting David Murray was up there.
That's I wasn't there for that one. I gotta go with the guy who just came into the press box to talk to me.
Yeah, that was kind of weird.
Yeah, that was something. Guy just
There was
sat
another
down
time where,
drinking a
like,
beer in the press box.
yeah, these Alabama administrators or fans or whatever,
Yeah.
they came into the press box
Well,
and were
Martin tossed
standing
them,
on
right?
the they were standing on the bottom row with pom-poms,
Yeah.
and we're like just like doing their pom-poms and clapping and cheering on the bottom row of the press box, and we're all like, what is happening right now? Like what's
Bill
going
Martin took care
on?
of that for us, I believe.
That those were some crazy
I
moments.
got one more. Well, was it 2 years ago the cops were in there looking for somebody?
That was either this year or last year.
Yeah, and like it was last year.
Yeah.
And they were like, the person wasn't in there, but somebody that had a warrant out for their arrest was on the credential list or something.
Yeah, it was either that or just some random person
I'll tell one more
came in the
story.
press box.
This was right after you had left Rivals for 24/7. And I'm sitting there back where I used to sit on the press box. I was on the end of a row. So the rows go, the back row is all Mississippi State media relations, stat crew, stuff like that. Second row is all of the local media. Third row is all of the out-of-state media, any national media that's there, plus the other team's beat writers. Fourth row is TV. All right. I'm sitting on the end of the second row, and where I'm sitting, there's one of the lists that has where everybody's, it's a seating chart. This girl comes in and she's wearing a Dak Prescott jersey. I'm just like, the whole thing is like, if you don't work for state, you're supposed to be wearing neutral colors. You're there to work, you're not there to cheer. And I'm thinking, sometimes fans come into the press box, whatever, maybe she's just looking around. And then she comes in, she asks me, she's like, where is seat number whatever? So I'm like, okay. So I look and it says bulldogblitz.com. I was like, oh God. And she's sitting right next to David Murray. It's like, see
Is
that
in a
woman
full
down there?
suit.
See that guy down there in a suit? You're sitting next to him. So she goes down there. I immediately text Robbie, I'm like, you're not going to believe who's covering this game for Rivals. It's
Yeah.
some random girl in a Dak Prescott jersey. She's wearing a Dak Prescott jersey and cut off jeans. I was like, whatever, man.
Probably didn't even get paid.
Yeah.
That's another story.
Right. What is the gr Who is the greatest sport reporter in sports media all time and at MSU? All time, the greatest sports writer of all time? Is it not Grantland Rice? I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know how you would figure that out.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know who would be the greatest here at MSU.
Hardest working
I mean, you
we
think
would
about
figure.
Mississippi State beat writers. All right, look at the family tree, right? I mean, Will Salmon covers the Mets now. Brandon Marcello is a national guy for 24/7. Sekou Smith, before he passed, was a national guy for the NBA. Brandon Walker, obviously, big deal with Barstool Sports right now.
Yeah, but he didn't get that job because of his sports writing.
No, but I mean, at the same time, he was an MSU beat writer at one time. I mean,
But who is the greatest reporter? Who's done the best job as
Sekou
a
Smith.
beat writer for Mississippi State?
Sekou Smith, I think.
Like he, like what he did,
The problem with
like the
Sekou,
resume that he had at Mississippi State,
the
not like
issue
where
is,
he went.
the issue is when he was at State was when State was good in a lot of sports, right? He covered the SEC Championship game, the Final Four, and two College World Series. So maybe I just have fond memories of him because he was writing stories about my team winning. But I would say I would put him up there, yeah, for sure. So that's my answer.
I don't know.
What's the best hot take that you had from the summer that has become true? That Florida was going to suck? Wasn't even a hot take. It was just I just looked at them.
Mine is Bill Belichick. I don't even know if that was hot either.
Yeah, that wasn't really that hot,
I
but
knew that was going to be a disaster.
you did good. You did good. Garrett Adams, I have my second child due in March. I get 6 weeks paid off. In that
Ooh.
time, I get March Madness, the meat of SEC baseball, and the Masters. Have I hit the absolute jackpot? Before you ask, I didn't have the kid just to have 6 weeks paid off. Sure, Garrett. We won't tell anybody. It's no big deal. It's fine.
This is a guy that's getting
6 weeks of
maternity.
paternity, yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah, that you did good.
I didn't know that was a
That's also
thing.
WrestleMania in there somewhere, if you're interested.
I should have signed up for that,
Yeah.
the paternity leave.
I could I like my Aislinn's birthday is in March, it's March 16th. So I could have gotten in on this at that time, but oh well.
Unfortunately, my job is like mostly I work from home anyway, so there's no reason for me not to be working.
Brogan Fairchild, which Batman would win an all Batman Royal Rumble?
Ooh.
That's a good one. I think I'm gonna go Batfleck.
Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
He'd be up there, Christian Bale.
Affleck being the older Batman, he's got a little old man strength to him. He was able to
Also
take down
think that like
Superman.
they're a little overboard on making him look jacked on
They
the
were.
suit.
They were, yeah. So,
But mine would probably be Christian Bale. I mean, he was like climbing mountains and stuff,
yeah.
preparing. He would be up there for me.
I don't mind that. What's some cat? What's
Val Kilmer. Now Val Kilmer's kind of a he was kind of a
he was more
GQ
GQ Batman.
Batman.
Yeah,
Yeah.
agreed. What's some candy you'll eat at Halloween, but no other time of the year? So does this not count like the pumpkins and stuff, like the Snickers pumpkins and Reese's pumpkins that you can't get any other time?
No, because those are just Reese's.
Okay. I don't
Candy
eat candy.
corn.
I don't eat candy corn. I don't like
See,
candy.
I do candy corn,
You do the
and
little pumpkins?
I really only eat those during Halloween because that's the only time I ever see
Well,
them.
that's the question, though, is, you know.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. I would eat candy corn like random times. I just don't ever see it.
Yeah, I get you. Yeah.
It's a seasonal thing. I don't get the hate for candy corn. I
I
really
just don't like the
don't.
way it tastes. I just don't think it tastes good.
It's pretty much sugar. It's just sugar.
It's just something about it, the taste, the texture. I just don't like it.
There's a lot of things you don't like and that one is justified because a lot of people don't like it. There's a lot of things that you don't like that really irk me.
You know what? I'm a grown ass man. Do what I want.
Somehow, some way, he's a grown man.
What you gonna do? Yeah. This is America, Jack.
You're a
John.
grown man that often eats like a toddler.
Often. I eat a lot of vegetables.
They just have to be doused in butter and
No.
salt and
No.
wrapped
Salt.
in bacon.
Salt helps, yeah. Salt's like the thing I didn't give up. Like I'll give up some calories and some other stuff, but I'm gonna put some salt on my food. I'm gonna make my blood pressure medicine work for me.
Yeah, might as well. You got to put it to good use.
Yeah. Let's do two more before the break here. John, not a question, just wants to say something here. The State A&M game was the over the mo was over the moment State decided to wear maroon pants. Since 2015, while wearing maroon pants and white jerseys, State is 2-12. And in all whites, they're 15-17. Maroon pants on the road has to stop. Has to stop. That's not my emphasis. That's his. I mean, the numbers are right there.
So they have to wear white jerseys and white pants.
They either have to wear white jerseys, white pants, and then the helmet can be white or maroon. It doesn't matter. But you cannot wear them white with maroon pants. I agree with that.
So, but they can wear gray.
They can wear gray. I'll live with gray.
Okay. We'll see what happens. I don't know what they're going to do this
Yeah, I
weekend.
haven't said yet. Yeah. Cameron Worm,
Big worm.
what percentage chance do you think State will make a bowl game this year? It's probably right at 50-50 for me. Maybe.
I'm gonna say 60. I think they find two wins somewhere, but I still don't feel just like overly
I don't feel
confident
overly.
about it.
If they win this week, it goes up to like 75-25,
Yes.
80-20.
If they win this week, they're winning
They'll
another
win
game.
one
I
more.
don't know who it is, but
Right.
they'll win another game.
What's your favorite sugary cereal?
Aren't they all sugary for the most part?
Well, I mean, nobody
I mean,
can
I'm
say
like
Corn Flakes.
Well, Raisin Bran is, but
Like Corn Flakes or Wheaties isn't a sugary cereal. There's
okay.
sugar in it, but it's not sugary.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Good choice. A good choice. Mine is Cap'n Crunch Crunch Berries.
You see, I just like the regular Crunch, Captain
I
Crunch.
want the berries.
I used to
I go cheap.
love
I get the Malt-O-Meal Berry Blast Crunch.
Cocoa Puffs.
Cocoa Puffs. I don't like chocolatey cereal.
Well, Cocoa Pebbles are really good.
I used to like
The
Cookie Crisp though. The chocolate
Cookie
chip Cookie
Crisp.
Crisp. I like
But
that.
again, we've established Brian does not put milk in his cereal,
Right.
which is
Lucky
psychotic
Charms.
behavior.
Love Lucky Charms. Frankenberry, very good. I like Frankenberry. Is there anything else that I love old school Apple Jacks, Fruit Loops, Frosted Flakes. I love cereal.
The
Cereal.
catalogs.
I gave up cereal. So when I started dieting, like I used to eat breakfast almost every morning, but it was, a couple of biscuits from Hardee's or Chick-fil-A or whatever, right? And then I was like, all right, I still want to eat breakfast. So I would just eat a bowl of cereal every morning. It's only like 250 calories, whatever. But then I decided that I needed to cut more calories, so I stopped doing that. But I miss that. I love eating cereal. Great snack too.
I used to eat cereal every morning.
Yeah. Does Frosted Mini Wheats count as a sugary cereal? It's sugary. It's got to be.
Yeah, I mean that it
I like Frosted
has.
Mini Wheats.
I'm not a fan of Frosted Mini Wheats.
Big fan. Big fan.
Is the Wheaty thing, the Mini Wheats? It's just I don't know. It's too
A lot of fiber.
yeah. It's
I get
too
you.
much fiber. Dry. Even with the milk, it's kind of dry.
Yeah.
It's weird.
All right, let's move into the rest of the show. That's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoked Meats and the Older Brother in the Cotton District, the place to find the smoked Southern soul food, the place to find the fancy sandwich that you're looking for. If it's lunchtime, if it's dinner time and you're new to the Cotton District, I got great news. You just got to park your car and I can get you a great meal at either one of those two places. We've got a listener who keeps hitting me up. He sees me all the time at Kroger. He's like, you got to go to the Older Brother for dinner. You gotta go. And I keep telling them, like, I just haven't gone yet. We need to make that happen. We need to go take a trip to the Older Brother and see what's on the dinner menu sometime. Wherever you're in Starkville, if you want a great place to go grab lunch or dinner, Two Brothers Smoked Meats and the Older Brother. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. That's what they've been doing for 50 years.
Hey, brother.
And you need technology for your business.
My fellow Americans.
Give Advantage Business Systems a call. If you need anything like a copier, a new printer, new laptops, new computers, it's all right there for you. But most importantly, the promise of service after the sale is there for you as well. They're going to take care of you long after you walk out the door with the product. That's why they've been open for 50 years. That's how they know how to take care of their customers. 601-362-9192 or visit them online, absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. If you're going to be in Starkville for any Mississippi State sporting events before you head to the hump, to Davis Way, to Duty Noble, you got to go to Maroon and Co. You need new MSU gear? Maroon and Co. has the biggest and best selection of everything maroon and white in the city of Starkville. Hoodies, polos, pullovers, hats, t-shirts, it's all right there for you. Whatever you need maroon and white, they've got it at Maroon and Co. Use our promo code in store or online at maroonandco.com to save 15% off. That's Thunder15. 15% off regular price. Before you go to Davis Wade Stadium next week, make sure you go to Maroon and Co. If you just bought a piece of property and you're thinking, what am I going to do getting this timber taken care of? I got all these acres of land and all these trees. I can't chop them all down by myself. What do I do? You call the good people at Good Hope Land and Timber and get it taken care of for you. Years of experience in forestry and land management. They are your full service land and timber company. Whether you're planning a final harvest, thinning a stand, or managing your forest for the long term, they're here to maximize your return while protecting your land. Good Hope Land and Timber, locally trusted, landowner approved. All right, back into it here. Leland Carricker asks us, when do y'all think Charles Huff gets a big time job? Not this year, maybe next year. Maybe next year.
Could he slip into a big time job this year with all the jobs that are opening up and people just kind of whiffing on people on other coaches that I think there's going to be a lot of really good jobs that freak out and fire their coach and they think they're going to get a good hire and they don't make a good hire. Because there's going to be a lot of coaches, like I think Kirk Cignetti is one that could stay at Indiana. They're happy with their situation and they don't make that jump. And then those coaches are kind of hung out to dry and they're going to have to hire a group of five coaches, coordinators, coaches that aren't big time. I could see Huff slipping into one of those jobs in the
So,
Power Four.
of the jobs that are open right now, like what job would Huff could Oklahoma State is one where if they hired Huff, I don't think their fans would revolt. Like Penn State, they would revolt. He can't go to Penn State. But could he go to
No.
Oklahoma State? Could he go to Kentucky if that opened up?
Yeah.
Could he go to South Carolina if that opened up?
He could. And what are we
UCLA?
constituting as a big time job? We're just gonna say Power
Power Four
Four.
jobs. Yeah. Could he go to
I think
UCLA?
he's gonna be in the Power Four within the next 3 years.
Could he go to UCLA?
That wouldn't be a bad hire.
Yeah. I mean, there are some options, but I think he stays another year. I really do. Top five current or former Mississippi State coaches or assistants currently coaching college ball. Obviously, Mullen and Diaz. What are the other five? Well, Huff is certainly one. Chris Wilson is the defensive coordinator at Arkansas right now, at least on an
Yeah,
annual basis.
by default.
Yeah. Joe Judge, did he ever coach? Did he ever actually coach here? He didn't, did
He
he?
was like a, I think he was like a GA.
Was he a GA? Yeah, but
I think.
he's
I
just
know he
an
was
analyst.
GA at Alabama.
Yeah, he's just an analyst, but he played football here. Parnell McPhee played football here, and is like that's a guy who's going to be a defensive coordinator soon. I think he's like an analyst right now at Michigan.
At the very least, he'll be a defensive line coach
Yeah,
soon.
very soon. I'm trying to think my way
I mean,
around.
Shane Beamer is a
Beamer,
head coach in the
oh yeah,
SEC.
Beamer. Beamer's got to be on that list. Yeah, for sure.
I'm trying to think who else is
I mean,
out there,
Mullen is
kind of.
technically still a head coach.
Yeah.
Is it? Well, no, the Bears fired him. What was that guy? Who was Moorhead's offensive coordinator? Luke.
Luke Getsy.
Yeah, he was with the Bears' offensive coordinator for a year, but they fired him. So I don't know.
He was a Packers too.
Lewis Creekmore, rank these feelings 1 through 5, but 1 is the worst. Okay. Sitting down on the couch and seeing the remote out of arm's reach. Sitting on the throne and seeing no toilet paper. Comfortable in bed that having to turn off the light. Weed eating and a rock hitting you in the face. Waving back to someone in public only to realize they're waving at someone else. I think weed eating has to be the worst one. You're getting hit in the
Physical pain would be number one.
number one. All right. I
And
think.
then number two is no toilet
Yeah,
paper.
agreed. Agreed.
Especially after you've done your business.
Yeah.
We've
Waving back.
gone through the bathroom talk. We won't go too far down that. We've done that before. We won't go too far down that road. But that's number two.
Literally number two.
Yes. Number three, I think, is getting in bed and then having to get up and turn the light off.
Yeah. I agree.
And
Four
then
is
I would say,
I think waving back. You
yes.
realize you're like, "Oh, they weren't waving at me."
That is,
And then the
that's
remote
the worst.
is the least bad of the ones. Alexandra Watson asks us, if a baby is born at 1:59 a.m. and his twin is born 2 minutes later, but it's the end of daylight savings time, so now it's 1:01 a.m., who is older?
That's a good question. I think it would still go to
Got to be the one who came out
the
first.
first one because they were literally born
It came. They
for
can't.
it.
This isn't a situation where we're like looking at times. One of them came out of the womb first.
Like, would they get that like technical with it?
I don't think so. My
They would
guess
probably
is,
just be looking at the clock on the
yeah.
wall and put it probably would have been born at 2:01 a.m.
They look at it probably in terms of like what time did the procedure start, and so they're not worried about the time changing there. That would be my
Yeah.
guess. Austin Rickert says, my friend, allegedly a bulldog, did a dynasty with Ole Miss after a random generator picked them. He won the Egg Bowl in a comeback win and led them to the playoff. After that, I renamed him Hottie Toddy Alex in our Discord. Was this too far or a great bit? Not far enough, in my opinion. You should make a donation to the Grove Collective in his name.
Yep, that is 100% a party foul
You
from
could absolutely
Alex.
say, all right, I'm going again. You don't have to take Ole Miss there.
Yep.
Dalton Lee headed to New Orleans this weekend for a wedding. We've done bourbon, French Quarter, zoo, aquarium, etc. Got any hidden gem activities we must do? Maybe some must-eat restaurants that aren't widely known outside of the locals. The only thing that I can say is must do is if you have it, you should go to the World War II Museum. Everybody tells me that's really awesome.
It is fantastic.
As far as like,
And just let that be your day. It's going to take you a few hours to get through it. Do it.
the other thing I would say is,
Paul's calling me, so I
hey,
went sideways.
hey, where are you gonna be Friday?
Sending him to voicemail.
I would hit up Robert St. John's website. He's got a blog of his best stops in New Orleans.
And trust him with your life.
Just trust him implicitly. Robbie and I are actually going to New Orleans next month, and we're going to go eat at Giacomo's. If you've ever heard of Giacomo's, it is an outstanding restaurant. I would definitely check that out.
We will also be partaking in beignets somewhere, probably Café du Monde, maybe. But
I want you to know that I've got a beignet spot that's not Café du
that
Monde.
people are not, that people are not,
That
it's not a tourist trap.
we're not going to be out with a line outside the door.
But that's what I usually do. There's a place called Café Beignets. Is that where you go? Nobody's in there.
Yeah, nobody's
Well,
ever
it
been.
might, if the book might be out on it, but I went in there and there was no one in there.
Great.
And the beignets were as good, if not
Fantastic.
better.
Don't tell anybody.
I'm sorry, we've already said it.
I'll give you a couple other of my favorites. Katie's in Midtown is a really, really good restaurant. Go check that out. I mean, everybody knows about Cochon, I think, Cochon Butcher, but those are good restaurants as well. I forgot to tell you about this. I was looking on like Instagram and something, and I saw this. It was like a South American steakhouse in New Orleans. I was like, sounds good. Let me look at the menu. The cheapest steak was like $190. I was like, never mind. Never
They
mind.
bring in like a wild boar and just drop it on your table
I
and
mean, yeah. There we go. Where are we here? Pearson Lowry, what is the best SEC environment you've ever been to, and how does it compare to Davis Wade? For me, as a fan, it's Tiger Stadium, and it's obviously a lot better.
yes, Tiger Stadium is the best atmosphere in the SEC.
Agreed. Hold on. Is there another? Okay, working for the weekend. Is the answer to this question no?
Yes.
Yes. Rob Montgomery, what is your dream broadcast for a big home football game? I can pick a play-by-play, a color, and a sideline. It can be any era. What channel would it air on? What era's broadcast graphics and background music? I want a CBS primetime game.
CBS, it's at six.
At six. I want the night, but I get this. I get the da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I want that.
Okay.
And so I guess I got it. Do I have to? Do I? I don't want Gary Danielson. Can I go
No,
back?
we can pick our play-by-play in color.
Okay. Then I want prime Ron Franklin.
I was gonna go Ron Franklin too.
Then for
Mississippi native.
the color commentator, goodness. Who's really good at that? I love Todd Blacklich. I think he's really good.
Not a huge Kirk Herbstreit fan, but he's good at
He's
it.
good, but he's just okay.
I think he's a good color guy.
Yeah. I'm trying to think, is there like a former player who does it now that I'm just like a big fan of? I would go Blackledge. And then on the sidelines, my guy Cole Kublik. I want Cole.
And this is like anybody ever.
Yeah, I can put together however I want. Yeah.
Okay.
So.
I would probably go Cole, just for the analysis side of things. Like his
He's
analysis is going
also
to be,
fun too.
yes.
So. All right.
I don't
Working
know who I would
for
go with color, but Ron Franklin would definitely be my play-by-play guy. What
sure.
about John Madden and Ron Franklin? Throw John Madden there.
What a
Here's a
contrast.
guy.
Here's a guy, yeah. Boom. Here we go.
Boom.
Working for the weekend. With our offensive line struggles, why do we still attempt plays that develop behind the line of scrimmage? Well, as Jeff Lebby said, there's no crazy scheme that's going to change things. So the offense just is what it is.
The offense is the offense.
Yeah, not a big fan of that, but oh well. Jody Hendricks asks us, what are your thoughts, since our weakness is the offensive line, swapping to a more athletic quarterback like Taylor? Jody, you're not the first person to ask this question. Just go ahead and be honest with you. I don't think it's going to happen, so I don't worry about it, is how I would put that.
Good answer.
I mean, I feel like that is the answer. It's just not going to happen. Brooks Taylor, if Jerry Jones loves Arkansas so much from his time there and bringing them to Jerry World for everywhere for a decade, why hasn't he bankrolled that program yet? Totally fine with him not, but just curious. It's a good question.
I don't understand. Arkansas has the market on college sports in the state of Arkansas. And they have Walmart, they have Tyson Foods, they have Jerry Jones, billions of dollars from these people that are supposedly donors, and they aren't supposedly, they are donors of the programs. Why are they not one of
Doesn't make
the
any sense.
biggest? I don't understand.
Between Jerry Jones and the Waltons, Arkansas should have like $1 billion NIL.
And like, it's crazy. They have Tyson,
I forgot about Tyson,
Walmart, and Jerry Jones.
It's ridiculous. Yeah. You're correct. What let's not
Their
speak to the history.
field has Walmart on it, so we know that Walmart is investing in Arkansas athletics. So it's just it's strange. Like I don't understand why they're having NIL problems
I don't
or
either.
recruiting problems in anything. I mean, it looks like basketball and baseball is fine, but you know that they're the only. They're the only thing in town. They don't. Nobody's competing with them in the state of Arkansas.
Where are we here? Davis Holiday. 10 years from now, when someone mentions Mark Sanchez, what will your first thought be? Butt fumble or getting stabbed? Kind of a rough go for Mark Sanchez.
I think it's going to be this latest incident.
I got to
Like,
see where it all goes, but you're probably correct.
it's kind of a crazy story so far.
It's one of those things where it's like, you have money. Why is this happening?
Well, I think that, and I think that's part of the deal. Like, I think people get status and they get rich and they get popular and they
I think
think
they're
that they can do whatever they want. And it's actually gotten worse now. Like, now people have cameras and, you know, people are waiting for these people to fail.
Yeah.
It's going to be more publicized than just a regular guy did it.
Hail State guy. In a perfect world, would you rather have a football league where 2 to 4 teams are dominant while the rest are mediocre, or the field is more even and no team is really dominant? Would the latter lead to more exciting games? It depends on what team I'm a fan of, right? Like if I'm a fan of Mississippi State baseball, I would prefer the SEC just have like 2 or 3 dominant teams because I think State would be among them. But for
We're
football,
closer to the more even thing than
in
the
football, for
former.
sure. Yeah. And so I would rather be where we are because I feel like State's a chance in every game.
And it might not be sustainable for a long period of time, but there's a year if you got the right pieces. Like I'm thinking about Mississippi State next year. If State brings back the roster that they have and they add some critical
Chance.
pieces, that's a serious contending team. And that's just 2 years removed from going 2-10. Arizona State went to the playoff a year after going 3-9. That's the world we live in now.
Also from Hail State guy, I have asked this before at other sports talk shows, but I want to get your opinion. Would you rather have a football coach that can maximize the potential of his players or a guy that can fill his roster with 4 and 5 star guys who can produce instantly? It's an easy answer for me. I'd rather have the 4 and 5 star guys. Because in the transfer
Players.
portal, if they don't develop, you can just kick them out.
Players
With the
all
next
day.
guys. Yeah. Players, players, players.
Texas Tech doesn't have the best coaching staff in the country. I would say they're probably not even top 10, top 15. The reason that they are undefeated right now and they look like they're going to be a power for the foreseeable future is because they're picking up five-star talent by the handfuls.
Exactly. That's all that matters.
It's all about the players, man, and the coaching adds to it, but Nick Saban is nothing without the players. If Nick Saban came to, I'm not even going to call out a local high school because somebody get mad, but if he came to a high school in Mississippi that was one of the worst schools in the state, they would still continue to be one of the worst schools in the state because they don't have the players. That's how it works.
Let's see here. Alexandra Watson, not a question. She says, you talked about your sponsors being open on Monday for lunch, but really only one would need to be open at a time. They could just alternate Mondays. I think this is a reasonable solution.
Restaurant Tyler, two brothers. Let's just rotate. You tell us which Monday you're going to be open, and we'll go to that place on that Monday and the other one on the other Monday. And it just needs to be for us too. We don't have to open it up for everybody else. We need you to open up your entire business just for us.
Mean, it's fair, right?
Is that too much to
I
ask?
don't think it is. I don't think that it is. Jonathan says, I just wanted to say I had a great rumblings question until it's time to actually write it. I have now forgotten what I wanted to ask. It happens.
It happens to the best of us.
Ethan Brazil, in the Alamo, the dialogue of me and him as neighbors back home only live 40 miles apart. This begs the question, is someone being your neighbor determined by the distance from your house or the number of houses from your house? If so, what is the limit? I think neighbors, like, if you got to know them too. Like, you can have the people who live, there's a difference between the people who live next door and your neighbors.
Yeah. There's people like a mile down the road from me that I
Those are
call the
your
neighbor.
neighbors. Yeah.
Now, I'm not going to say 40 miles apart is my neighbor, but if we live on the same road, I'll consider you my neighbor. You're in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
That's why they call it a neighborhood. So, yeah.
There you go. Brad Baxter, how much is Georgia Tech going to regret playing the Georgia game at Mercedes-Benz Stadium instead of at home, with likely college football playoff implications on the line? One of the dumbest decisions ever made.
It's really dumb. Really dumb. You should not, in this era, I would not waste a home game on a neutral site.
Right.
I just wouldn't. I don't think it's worth it anymore. They're going to be overshadowed by Georgia fans in that arena as well.
Big
So
time.
why would you take away a home game where you would have, I'm going to say, 80% of the crowd going up against Georgia in a big time ball game? Why would you take that away? Now you've put yourself in a corner. I don't understand it.
Like, it's one thing when it's like if they were playing Georgia State or Troy or something, right? This is your biggest rival. You want to play at home where you can have the most home field advantage. I don't understand this. I never understood the decision, and now it may bite them. So,
Be like State and Ole Miss going back to Jackson.
yeah, that's I don't get it. Also from Brad, I'm going to the baseball scrimmage Saturday in Pensacola. What can we learn from the game? What do you hope to, you're going, what do you hope to learn?
Just see them compete and look like the better team, and that would be a tremendous step. I mean, they looked overwhelmed in Tallahassee this year against Florida State. This needs to be, even with it being in the fall, it needs to be more of a battle, I guess. And I want to see guys competing. I want to see pitchers attacking the strike zone, the depth of the lineup. You need to see the catcher position start to kind of come into focus. I don't think it's anything like if they lose the game, I don't think it's
No, it doesn't mean
going to
anything.
tell you, but I think we can learn a lot.
Pain Sleeper, rank these feelings. Finding out your star player and excitement for the future is, in fact, not out for the season. Flipping to the cool side of the pillow, the grocery store run at the beginning of a vacation. I got to be honest with you, I don't get the third one.
So, if you go to like the beach or something or the mountains and you're staying at like a condo,
Oh. I've
you
never
go
done
to
that.
the grocery store
Okay,
and
never
it's
done that.
like you've just gotten into town. Now you get to go out and buy groceries and prepare for the week or
I got
whatever.
you. I've never done that. No, I can't. I
It's
can't.
going to be
But you.
finding out your star player is not out for the season is number one. I don't flip my pillow that often,
No.
but it's a good feeling whenever you do get the other side of the pillow and it's just not as broken in and it's cooler, all that stuff. Grocery store runs cool if you're not paying for it. When you start paying for it, that's when it sucks.
Also from Payne, what 2 hour times seem the most different from one another? For example, 1 and 2 aren't in the afternoon, aren't that different in my head, but 9 and 10 o'clock seem drastically different. 9 and 10 are huge. 10, I would say 8 to 9. Like if you told me, hey, we're going to go to dinner a little late, we're going at 8, be like, okay, I can make that. But if you said 9, I'm like, I can't make it.
Hate eating at like 8 o'clock.
No, I don't want.
Like going to a restaurant at
No, don't want
eight,
to do that.
like knowing you have to sit there and wait for your food to come
Yeah,
out.
it's gonna be 10 o'clock before you get out of there. I don't want to do that.
No.
What's your favorite song with a name in it? Examples: Oh Sherry or Johnny B. Goode.
Oh,
Ooh.
Sherry is a great song, Steve Perry.
Yeah.
It wasn't meant to be this way, but one of my favorites right now is Lady by Styx.
Ah, yeah.
I sing that to my daughter all the
That's a good
time.
one. That's a good one.
I know that wasn't meant to be a
No, I
woman's
know.
name,
Doesn't
but
matter though. It is. Trying to think. I like Valerie by Steve Winwood. We'll go with that one.
Brandy.
Brandy, that's an outstanding choice.
Amy.
There's
It's a
also
great song.
a lot. Yeah, there's a lot. Rosanna.
Oh, Rosanna's it.
Yeah.
Yep, Toto.
Yeah. JB Holloway, with the Interlochen making a reemergence this season, it baffles me how we ever moved away from it to the Banner M of all things. What are some of the worst logo transitions you can think of in sports history? Gosh, that's a good question.
Interlocking to the banner originally.
That's number one. Yeah. Trying to think. Like every year, every now and then you see like somebody will just redo their logo and all that. You're like, you had a
Why?
classic logo. Why did you do that?
Sometimes I think people just, it's like the Cracker Barrel
They get
stuff.
tired.
Like,
Yeah. That's a great
you
one.
have a business that is printing money.
It's recognizable.
Why do you change it? Don't just keep it like it is.
I think that might be our last question. That is our last question. All right. There we go.
There were a lot of like questions in here or tweets that was just like, this isn't a question.
Yeah. Hey, I don't mind that. If you got something you just want to say, say it. We'll
Like
take it.
this is like the most I've seen
We'll take it.
on a Rumblings day, I
We're
think.
happy to get your message out. So, all right, tomorrow's show, we need to talk some basketball. The SEC released the preseason, order of finish and the All-SEC team. I want to talk some hoops. Andrew Abbedy will join us tomorrow, now of the Gainesville Sun. He covers the Florida Gators now. We'll get his thoughts on the game. Plus, plus we'll continue to preview State's big game this coming weekend with Florida. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk, Mississippi.
I believe in Joe Hendry, cause they love him in London and Paris and Tokyo, America, Scotland and Canada and Mexico. They say, I believe in Joe Hendry. I believe in Joe Hendry.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.